Fevzy Turkart. Fevzy, great to get you on. Tell us about this story with video games. One day, well, they're saying, could rival professional football as a lucrative spectator sport. People love going to watch these games, don't they?
Yes. Football, American football, basketball, huge money makers, selling the rights for multi-millions, as you know. And now it seems it may be time for video games to catch up. So there is already a market. There are people who are interested in watching top video game players playing the game. Some may not find that particularly exciting, but it is big. It's becoming big business. And one of the leading games firms called Activision Blizzard has just set up a league where it's charging the teams $20 million to take part. 7 teams at the moment have signed up. So they will at least win money from that. Beyond that, they're hoping that they'll get obviously a lot of sponsorship and so forth coming in. So it could be the beginning. I mean, I would argue, exciting as those games are to play, I don't know how exciting they are to watch someone else play. It doesn't seem to have the same physicality at the moment. But of course, you know, computer games are developing now and will become more physical as well, you know, with virtual and augmented reality. Plus the fact we may soon be playing football against teams of robots as well. That would be fun.
Yeah, I think Everton have signed a few. Anyway, forget buying just a bar of chocolate and a can of pop. From pop to pot, there's these smart vending machines which could be selling, well, cannabis.
Yeah, so these are vending machines that have been invented, of course, in America, where it's possible, in theory at least, to work out who it is that is trying to buy, because you pop your finger in from the pattern of veins in the finger. They should be able to identify an individual. And what's important about that is there are certain things that some individuals can legally buy that others cannot. Ammunition. If you have a gun license, you can buy ammunition. If you are of a certain age, you can buy alcohol. If you have medical needs in some states, you can buy cannabis. So the idea is that you'll have these secure vending machines that will vend all sorts of this stuff to particular individuals. And just look over your shoulder as you walk away from the machine, I suspect.
Fancy, I don't know what's happened to our line. We've lost you mid sentence. I don't know, you sort of live fade. Apologies for that. Slightly ironic, talking to our gadget detectives, that the technology led us down there, but that's more, I think, our fault than Fevzy's. So shame about that, but yeah, we got the gist of what he was saying there.